This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a very good point. Let me send a message to all Muslims, whether in Britain or in other European countries. I'm not talking about imams. Alhamdulillah, many of the imams and the activists are being very active to support our brothers and sisters in Palestine. But the masses, of course, they have a lot to do. But I just want to focus on one thing, which is to support the imams, to support the activists. Don't belittle any level of support for an imam. For example, an imam was speaking in favor of Gaza and Palestine and defending our brothers and sisters. He will be targeted by the police. He will be targeted by the charity commission. He will be targeted by different elements from the authorities. Of course, they will target him in different ways. Sometimes they say, yeah, we want just to make sure that your well-being is protected. But that will exercise pressure on him. Support your imams, support the activists. And remember that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Jalla Ala is supporting you as far as you are supporting your brothers and sisters. Support them. By supporting them, they will support our brothers and sisters in Palestine more and more. Wallahi, a telephone call to your imam, or maybe visiting your imam, the imam who is active. Oh, my imam, go ahead. Or any activist, when you see him, or maybe call him. Listen, I have heard that you have been targeted by this and that. Don't worry, we are making dua for you. We are supporting you. We are around you. We will look after you. Wallahi, it means a lot. I have done this. Yesterday, I was calling some of our activists without mentioning their names. Wallahi, they were very overwhelmed by my call. This is one thing. Let your wives support their families, because their families sometimes become scared and they will tell them to keep quiet. Let their families, and even you, if you can speak to their families, don't worry, Allah is with you. Allah is supporting you. Do you think that if your husband is supporting the Muslim community, Allah Jalla wa Ala will let him down? No. And sometimes ask them, do you need money? Do you need help? Do you need security? Do you need anything? Offer them your help, financial help, physical help, etc. It means a lot. Also, our lawyers, alhamdulillah, they are doing fantastic job, but we need them to be even more active. Go to the imams who you think that they are targeted. See, we can help you on pro bono basis. Don't worry, we are supporting you. This kind of communal support, my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, it will work. We need the whole ummah, the entire ummah, to stand and march behind this cause, because as I have said a number of times, this is not a struggle between Gaza and the Israelis. This is a struggle for the entire ummah. If the Gazan people were defeated, what will happen? Unfortunately, Western governments, they will become more aggressive towards who? Towards us here in the UK, in other European countries. Wallahi, they will be able to impose many laws not to speak against their agendas, not to challenge them. So we have to be really very careful, and we have to put all of our effort in order for the truth. I call it the truth, not the Palestinians. The truth to win. So do that, my dear brothers and sisters. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't belittle any amount of good work, even if you meet your brother with a smiley face. Jazakumullah khair.